ابن تيمية الحراني الدمشقي رحمه الله تعالى. الشيخ سيف ثم بعد آغي الفتنة إما نعيم وإما عذاب إلى أن تقوم القيامة الكبرى فتعاد الأرواح إلى الأجساد. In the last class on this book, we talked about the fitnatul qabr, the trial of the grave and the punishment of the grave, that it is compulsory on a Muslim to have belief in this. The one who does not have belief in the punishment of the grave or the trial of the grave, such a person is not a believer. Such a person is not a believer. A believer must have faith in the trial of the grave. And the author, rahmahullah ta'ala, said, after the fitna, imma na'imun wa imma azabun. After the trial of the grave, it's either one is going to be enjoying in the grave, or one will be going through the punishment of the grave. إِلَىٰ أَن تَقُومَ الْقِيَامَةُ الْكُبْرَىٰ. Until al-qiyamah al-kubra comes, fatu'adu arwahu ila al-ajsad, then the souls will be reunited with the bodies. The author calls this al-qiyamah al-kubra, when the souls and the bodies are reunited, because it's al-qiyamatu al-kubra. We say that doesn't mean that there is no connection between the soul and the body in the grave. There's a kind of connection. But when one digs the grave, you find the body lifeless, or you see bones. But that doesn't mean there is no connection at all between the body and the soul. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the arwahu shu'ada, the souls of those who are martyrs, said the souls will be fi jawfi tayrin khudri tafrah fil jannah, will be in the bodies of birds, green birds, that are moving in al-Jannah. Then, for these birds, there are qanadil mu'allaqatun tahta al-arsh. That is a kind of light that were connected to the arsh. So these birds will be entering this qanadil, and they will be coming out, moving in al-Jannah. But the soul will be having a kind of connection with the body somehow, but it won't be complete connection. The complete connection will be on the day of Qiyamah. Just as in this world we have complete connection between the soul and the body. Likewise, when the babe was in the womb, there was a kind of what? Complete connection. But not as complete as when we are in this world. So in the grave, there will be a kind of connection between the soul and the body. But we may not realize this. And that's why some people will say they've dug the grave and they've not seen any body being punished. And we explained the other time, two persons he'll be sleeping. And one is seeing good things in his dream, and the other is seeing what? Things that are very horrific in his dream. To the extent that this may affect the body. Maybe you see the person just scream, and the person will be running as a result of what he or she has seen in the dream. We have to believe in this, that in the grave there is punishment and there is enjoyment. Punishment for those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who belie our verses, those who belie our signs, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا, and they feel arrogant concerning them. They feel arrogant concerning our verses. They don't want to accept them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, the gates of the heavens shall never be opened for them. وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, and they will not be admitted into الْجَنَّةِ. حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاجِ, until the camel is able to enter through the eye of a needle, which is impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, this is the way we recompense the mujrimun, the wrongdoers, the sinful ones. The shy idea is that there is punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, النار يوردون عليها, they will be exposed to fire while in the grave, غدوا وعشيا, in the morning and in the evening. وَيَوْمَ تَكُومُ السَّاعَةَ, and the day of fire will be established, the hour will be established. Allah will say, أَدْخِلُوا أَهْلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, Allah will instruct the angels to make the people of Fir'aun to taste the worst of punishment. Now, the area we are talking about is that what النَّارِ يُرَدُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُضُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. So, this is a clever verse of the Quran, which tells us that what? There is punishment of the grave. And there is what? There is also enjoyment in the grave. If the souls of the shuhada will be in the earth, and the body of Tayrin Khudrin, of green bears, Tafrah fil Jannah, Kayfa Sha'at, that will be going in Al Jannah the way they like. They will be going in Al Jannah the way they like. So, and they will be entering at the nest, the Qanadil, that are tied under the arch. So the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, ثُمَّ بَعْدَ آذِ الْفِتْنَةِ, after this fitna, that is the questioning in the grave, the enjoyment in the grave, the punishment in the grave, إِمَّا نَعِيمٌ وَإِمَّا عَذَابٌ, it's either enjoyment or punishment. إلى أن تقوم القيامة الكبرى, until القيامة الكبرى is established. So which means there are two types of القيامة. There is القيامة الصغرى and القيامة الكبرى. There is a statement I said the other time that من مات فقد قامت قيامته, whoever dies, his own قيامة has started. This is not a hadith, it's not authentic as the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But his watch is a true statement. And that's why some of the Salafu Salih, like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, was reported to have said something like this. That when one dies, Al-Qiyamatu al-Kubra, Al-Sugra, Al-Wat, Al-Statik. That is his own Qiyamah. Then after this, there will be what? Al-Qiyamatu al-Kubra. And Al-Qiyamatu al-Kubra, the beginning is when the people, when they are raised, فَتُعَادُ الْأَرْوَاحُ إِلَى الْأَجْسَادِ, the souls we have complete connection with the body. وَتَقُومُ الْقِيَامَةُ الَّتِي أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِيَا فِي كِتَابِهِ, the qiyamah, that is the qiyamah al-kubra, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us هِيَ فِي كِتَابِهِ in his book, وَعَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِ and on the tongue of his messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَأَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ عَلَيْهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ and the Muslims, they have consensus on it. فَيَقُومُ النَّاسُ مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ and the people, they will rise from their graves, لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ to the Lord of the world, حُفَاتًا as what? Barefooted. عُرَاتًا naked. غُرْلًا uncircumcised. وَتَدْنُ مِنُمُ الشَّمْسُ and the sun will be very close to them. وَالْجِمُهُمْ الْعَرْقِ and sweat. They will be sweating to the extent of what? To the extent that the sweat will reach the mouth of some of them, covering their ears. Now these are the Shaykh as summarized is based on a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the issue of Al-Qiyamah or Al-Sa'ah is something that is very, very important. That we as believers, we have to understand this. Now, this Qiyamah, before it is established, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ the day that the trumpet will be blown. When the trumpet is blown, فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ all those who are in the heavens and those who are on the surface of the earth, all of them, فَفَزِعَ they will be terrified. They will be terrified. So, this blowing of the trumpet is called نَفْخَةُ الْفَزَعَ نَفْخَةُ الْفَزَعَ as Allah said that وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَقُ فِي السُّورِ the day the trumpet will be blown فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ all those who are in the heavens and all those who are on the earth will be terrified. So this is what? This is the beginning of Al-Qiyamatu Al-Kubra. You know, when somebody dies now, the person will be buried. We are talking about the Azab al-Qabri, talking about the trial of the grave. But the Qiyamah, that is the ending, the end of the world, coming to the world coming to an end. The beginning is what? Allah said, وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ the day the trumpet will be blown, فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ all those who are still living on the surface of the earth, and those who are in the heaven, all of them will be terrified. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ except those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. They will not be terrified. وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْ دَخِرِينَ and everybody will come to Allah humbled. So everybody will die. Everybody will die. There will be faza. And this faza, the scholars called نَفْخَةُ الْفَزَعَ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, He said, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ And the trumpet will be blown. Allah did not say in this, He didn't say what? فَفَزِعَ He said what? فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ All those who are in the heaven and those who are on the surface of the earth, فَصَعِقَ They will all faint. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ Except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So let us compare the two. In that verse, فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ In this one, فَصَعِقُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. So on that way, the scholar said, there is what? نَفْخَةُ الْفَزَعِ. There is the blowing in the trumpet that would mean that we terrify people. And there is another one that when it is blown, everybody will faint, and this will be the end of what? The end of the world. Everybody will die. Allah said, illa man sha Allah, except those that Allah wills. Now, who are those that Allah wills that will not faint? These scholars will disagree on. Some said they are the shuhada, those that they are the martyrs, that the martyrs will not be affected by this nafkha. That is, they will not faint, they will remain like that. Some said they are those who are truly believers. So a lot of statements were said. But wallahu alam, this is established. That illa man shaa Allah, except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about this, he said, everything in the son of Adam, وَيَبْلَى كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمٍ. Everything in the son of Adam would decay. Everything would decay. He said, إِلَّا عَجْبَ الزَّنَبِ, except عَجْبُ الزَّنَبِ. What is عَجْبُ الزَّنَبِ? This is when you look at the spinal cord, there is something that the Arabs will call عَجْبُ الزَّنَبِ there, that they would translate as the coccyx or so. So this very tiny bone, this will not decay. And scientifically it has been proven that this part in human being or other animals like that will not decay. Even it was said that some Chinese scientists try to burn it, they try, it still remains like that. And this is one of what the mu'jizat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one can say illa mashallah, except what Allah is, this what? This may fall under that. And the angels, some of the angels will also fall under that. But the most important thing is that we should just admit that everything فَصَعِقُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Everything, everybody, every soul in the heaven and on the earth, what will faint, will die. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Allah continues, he says, ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Then another one will what? Will be blown. Another one what? Will be blown. فَإِذَا أُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Then the people what? Will be rising from their grave. Yanzurun, they will be looking here and there. Why would they be looking here and there? Because on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَوَاتِ. On this day, the earth and the heavens will be changed. Huh? The earth and the heavens will be changed. So what people will see today will not be what they will see on this day. So in the room, people will just be looking here and there. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَلِ الْجِبَالِ. They are asking you concerning the mountains. Allah فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّ نَصْفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will scatter the mountains and level it. Level the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا. So there won't be any crookedness in it. Everything will be leveled. So the earth today, when we look at the earth, we see the mountain, we see this, we see that. But in the day of Qiyamah, everything will be leveled. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what? يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ. Allah said, وَبَارَزُوا لِلَّهِ. And everybody will appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Al-Qiyamatu Al-Kubra. Allah said, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ. The sun that is radiating this rays, this light, what will be asked to stop that? وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ. Likewise the stars, everything will be scattered. So looking at all this, we know that something tremendous, something great will be happening on this day. And that's why it is called Yawmul Qiyamah. It is called what? Yawmul Qiyamah. From Qama, that is to. So everything will change. Now with all these verses and this ahadith, for somebody who calls himself a Muslim to say, I do not believe in what? In resurrection. That shows the person is what? Is a kafir. And that's why Allah said, وَزَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّا يُبْعَثُوا. Those who disbelieve, they claim, they think that what? Allah يُبْعَثُوا. That they will not be raised, they will not be resurrected. Allah says what? قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَيُبْعَثُوا. Allah said, they are certainly going to be what? Going to be raised. ثُمَّ لَا تُنَبَّعُونَ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ لَتُبْعَثُونَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنَبَّعُونَ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. So you are going to be raised up and you are going to be informed concerning what you have done in this world. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And this is what? This is simple for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody who says that it's nothing like what? Qiyamah. It's nothing like what? The day of resurrection. Such a person is a kafir. Because this is the attribute of the kuffar. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّا يُبْعَثُوا. There are some people today who call themselves shayukh. I listened to one of them about 7 or 8 years back on the television, and he was saying there's nothing like what? There's nothing like resurrection. Any person who dies, that is his own end, his own qiyamah. So such a person may be turned into something like ape, or into dog, or cat, or things like that. If he is nice, is good, then he will be enjoying. Maybe he will be under a master that will be treating him well. If he's bad, he will be under a master that will be punishing. So that is the qiyamah, that is what. What are you going to do with all these verses of the Quran? Establishing what? Al-qiyamah al-kubra. We have what? Al-qari'ah. Mal-qari'ah. Wa ma adraka? Mal-qari'ah. We have what? Al-haqqah. Mal-haqqah. Wa ma adraka? Mal-haqqah. So many verses. We have إذا جاءت طامة الكبرى وإذا جاءت إذا جاءت صاخة. So many verses like this. For someone who is not okay, I do not believe in resurrection. This is what? The position of some of the kuffar, that there is something like what? Resurrection. This is kufr. To say there is no resurrection, it is what? It is kufr. Why? It is kufr because verses of the Quran establish this. Verses of the Quran establish. And any person who has doubt concerning something that has been established in the Quran, such a person is what? The kafir. Secondly, there are a lot of ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ that establish this. Thirdly, among the people, there is what? There is ijma, consensus of the believers on this. That's three. Four, even the Ahlul Kitab, the Christians, the Jews, they have believed in what? In resurrection. That is four. Even common sense says there should be what? There should be resurrection. Why? Because if you have something that tells us do this and don't do this, those who do it and those who do not, are they going to be the same? Somebody in this world is killing people, cheating them, is fornicating, committing zina, doing a lot of evil. And somebody is not doing all this, is abiding by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if there is no resurrection, how is this going to get the reward for what he has done? And how is this going to get the punishment for what he has done? So there must be what? Resurrection. And this is in line with what Allah said. Allah said, "Inna alladhi faradu alayka al-Qur'an la radduka ila ma'adi." The one who has made compulsory on you to act by what is in the Qur'an, la radduka ila ma'adi, is going to what? To bring you back to ma'ad. So this verse clearly establishes what? Clearly establishes al-Qiyamah. That when you implement, the one who has said you should implement the contents of the Quran, certainly is going to take you to Ma'aj. That is a place that you will return to. So, as I said, a lot of verses establish Al-Qiyamatul Kubra. Just as we have verses establishing Al-Qiyamatul Sugra and Ahadith establishing Al-Qiyamatul Sugra. Both of them, whoever denies them is a kafir. Whoever does not believe in the punishment and the enjoyment and the questioning of the grave, such a person, after he has known this and he insists that he doesn't believe, is a kafir. Then one does not believe in Al-Qiyamatul Kubra, that is when the trumpet is blown and everybody trembles and the trumpet is blown again and everybody faints and dies. Then after this, the trumpet will be blown, as Allah said, ثُمَّ فِي نُفِقَ فِي أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And the trumpet will be blown again and everybody will get up, will rise, يَنْظُرُونَ, looking here and there, because they will be seeing something that is different from what they used to see. The earth has been changed. The sky has also been changed. Everything. They couldn't find the trees and so on and so forth. So everything will be changed. So this is what the author is trying to summarize. That وَتَقُومُ الْقِيَامَةُ الَّتِي أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِيَا فِي كِتَابِ. The qiyamah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us about in his book, وَعَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِ, and on the tongue of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have brought a hadith pointing to this. Likewise, verses pointing to this. وَأَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ, and the Muslims have consensus on this. فَيَقُومُ النَّاسُ مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and the people who get up, who rise from their graves, the Rabbil Alameen, going to the Lord of the world. Hufatan, uratan, ghurulan. They will be going barefooted, uratan, naked, ghurulan, uncircumcised. This is based on the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Messenger of Allah said, إِنَّكُمْ مَحْشُرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be resurrected, حُفَاتًا, barefooted, عُرَاتًا, naked, غُرْلًا, uncircumcised. As contained in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim and some other books, When Aisha radiallahu anha asked this hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, al-rijal wal-nisa yanzuru ba'dhum ila ba'dhin. The men and the women, they will be looking at one another, naked, uncircumcised, likewise barefooted. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, al-amru ashaddu min dhalik. The affair will be what? Will be more severe than what you have watched, what you have touched. So it's not, this is not the time of what looking at the aura of one another. Because this day, Allah said, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُّ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَاتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Not the issue of what looking at the aura of one person. The issue is more than that. You see your mother that loves you, you love, you run away. Your mother sees you, she runs away. Your father, your brother, لِكُلِّ مُرِيمٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. You know, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha was talking about the issue of what? Aura. Showing what, how she cared about what? About our aura. النِّسَاء الرِّجَالُ وَالنِّسَاء يَنْظُرُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Today, there are a lot of women that do not consider their aura. Even in this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to take care of what? Of their aura. They expose their aura. Despite the fact that what we have a hadith talking about this. A woman should not be looking at the aura of another woman. A man should not be looking at the aura of another man. So if there is no necessity that will make a woman see the aura of another woman, or a man see the aura of another man, then it's the basis is that what? It is haram to do that. For you to say, well, we are men, the same thing, what you have, I have it, so or we are all women, what you know. This is not the thinking of somebody who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what, will know that it is compulsory on him or her to watch, to protect the aura. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what, احفظ عورتك إلا من زوجك أو ما ملكت يمينك. He said, protect your aura except from your wife or your right hand to save. So, and that was why our mother Aisha radiallahu anha asked Messenger of Allah. He said, people will be raised, hurfatan, barefooted, uratan, they will be raised naked, ghurlan, uncircumcised. You know, Allah said, what, kama badana awwala khalqin nu'iduhu wa'dan alayna. Inna kunna fa'ilin. Allah said, the way we started the creation, this is the way we are going to watch eternity. Inna kunna fa'ilin. This is certainly what we are going to do. And that's why the creation of man, apart from what, being from what? Being from turab, from somatozoa, the first thing that was formed after the all this, it's what? It's the bone we talked about. So this bone will be the last thing to watch. It will be the last thing to remain. And it will not decay. And it is from this bone that people will be resurrected again. And that was the message of Allah said in the hadith that what? كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِبْنِ آدَمْ يَبْلَى إِلَّا عَجْبَى أَزَّنَى. Everything in son of Adam what will decompose, will decay, except this عَجْبُ أَزَّنَى. He said, "Minhu, it is from this yurakkabul khalq, that the creation of God will be reconstituted again, will be formed again." And how is it going to take place? In that hadith, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the body is dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change than the rain. And this rain will fall on everything inside the earth." He said, فَيَنْبُتُوا, they will not sprout, كَمَا يَنْبُتُوا الْبَقْلُ, as if the vegetable is what? Is sprouting. So from this zanabu, this ajbu zanab, That is from where everybody will grow back again. And that's what Allah said, كَمَا بَدَانَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا. So this is a promise from us that this is the way we are going to do it. So the shahid is that the Shaykh rahmahullah ta'ala said, حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا. The evidence is that hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise in that hadith, it was said, فَيُوْخَذُوا بِرِجَالٍ. Some men will be taken, that is some people will be taken, مِنْ أُمَّةِ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينُ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. Some will be taken to the right, some will be taken to watch, to the shimal, to the left. Then I will say this to my people. And they will say, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا حَدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what these people, what they created, or what they did after you left. The Messenger of Allah said, فَأَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الصَّالِحُ. Then I will say the way the righteous servant of Allah said, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will tell Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَىٰ أَيْنِي مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Are you the one that told the people in the world that they should take you and your mother as two gods apart from Allah? Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will respond, Subhanaka, glory be to you. مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقِّ. It is not my right, it does not befit me to say what is not my right. إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. If truly I said it, you know. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي النَّفْسِ وَلَا عَلَمُ مَا فِي النَّفْسِ. Everything about me you know, but I do not know everything about you. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِي أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. I did not say anything to them except worship me in known. That is worship, except worship Rabbi wa Rabbakum, my Lord and watch your Lord. So this place, the Messenger of Allah said, وَكُنْتُ فِيهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And this is what I was watching over. This is what I was telling them, مَا دُلْتُ فِيهِمْ. As long as what? I was in their midst. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي. But when you take me away from them, كُنْتَ أَنْتَ رَقِيبًا عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. So you are the one that was watching over them. When you took me away, you are the one watching over them. And you are the one that witnessed everything. So Messenger of Allah said he will say this on that day. And you will be said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَزَالُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ. These people that you are talking about, that you are saying they are your people, they did not cease مُرْتَدِّينَ to go out of the deen مُنْدُ فَارَقْتَهُمْ, since you left them. So and that's why a lot of people today, they ascribe themselves to Islam, but they have distanced themselves from Islam, maybe in a little watch, or very much way, so to say. So they distance themselves away from Islam. So and that's the Messenger of Allah say, he will say, فَصُحْقًا فَصُحْقًا. So he will say, go away from me, go away from me. So and that's why we have to stick to the deen. It is very, very important. Anything you want to do of ibadah, make sure this thing is established. Anything that Messenger of Allah did not do as ibadah, go away from it. Don't use your intellect to rationalize it that there is nothing wrong with this. After all, you are trying to. No. You should remember this. فَأَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الصَّالِحُ. وكنت أعلم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم. We should think about this and think about many other ayah of the Quran. إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا, those who divided their religion, their one religion, they divided it, وكانوا شيعا, and it became what? Different sects. Not telling with the shaykh. You have nothing to do with them. إنما أمر إلى الله, they are finished with Allah. ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يفعلون. Allah will inform them concerning what every one of them has done. You remember verses like this. Remember the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the iftiraq al-ummah, that the ummah will be divided into 73. Kulluha fi an-nar, they are all going to hell. Illa wahida, except one. So this is something that we ought to know. In the same hadith that say that what? The people would raise hurfatan, huratan, ghurlan. That same hadith contain something of this. Likewise, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that hadith that when the trumpet is blown, he said everybody will rise, and when everybody rises, he said, he will see the awwalu ma yuksa Ibrahim. The first person to be clothed will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The first person to be clothed will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So, all these are evidences concerning what is going to transpire on the day of Al Qiyamah. There are some other things that will also happen that the Shaykh rahmahullah ta'ala will be talking about. But this issue of al-nafkhatu al-ula and al-nafkhatu al-thaniya is very, very important. In fact, a lot of scholars believe that what we have three nafkhat, that is, blowing into the trumpet will be three. The first one is what? Nafkhatul faza, the one that will be blown just to what? To terrify people. Then another one what will be nafkhatu sa'q, the one that will be blown and people what will faint and die. Then there is another one, nafkhatu al-ba'th, the one that will be blown and everybody will rise. Some scholars said it is only two. They said nafkhatu al-faza'i is part and parcel of what? Nafkhatu al-sa'q. When this blowing in the trumpet is done, it will start by terrification. Then this terrification will lead to what? Will lead to sack, will lead to fainting, and what? Dying. Then the second one will what? Nafkhatu al-ba'th. That's the one that has to do with what? Resurrection. This is the way some scholars view it. Wallahu a'lam, what we know is that what Allah mentioned in the Quran, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. And also mentioned, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Here in this verse, Allah mentions two. Is there a difference between وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ and يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ? Is there a difference? Some guys said what? There is difference. Faza is just to send what? To send fear to people, to terrify people. Then another one will come, which everybody, when they hear, they die. Another one will come, which will be for resurrection. So whether three or two, we leave it as the khilaf there is what? It's khilaf lafzi. It's not major khilaf. They all believe that what? There will be faza, there will be fear as a result of what? The blowing in the trumpet. And there will be what? There will be sa'q and there will be ba'th. But we want trumpet before what? Faza, then another one for what? for Sark. So these scholars, they disagree upon. And that's why in some Masail Aqidah, in some issues of Aqidah, there are some words, Khilafat, that are not that. But most issues on Aqidah are issues of what? Ittifaq. The Ikhtilaf, or the Khilaf among the scholars concerning issues of Aqidah, is very, very insignificant in comparison to the Khilaf with issue of what? Fiqh. Though you do not separate, as some people will say, oh, it is the issue of Aqidah that are what? Serious, the issue of Fiqh and us. No, both of them, they are what? Serious matters. Because when you are asked now, we are going to classify Salah, Zakah, Hajj, are they Fiqh or what? Or Aqidah? Huh? So are they serious or not? The issue of Salah, likewise Zakah, Sawm, Hajj, all these are what? Issues of what? Fiqh. They call them Masail wa Amaliyya. Issues that have to do with things in Jews. But if one says he doesn't believe in them, such a person will be what? A kafir. Then, issues of Aqidah, some issues of Aqidah that are what? That are minor issues. So, and that's why what matters is that which one has what? Clear evidence, authentic evidence is what matters. It's not that when it has to do with issue of Aqidah, we take it seriously. But when it has to do with issue of Fiqh, we don't take it seriously. No. Both of them are what? Those who try to separate them, they were people of innovation. They are people of what? Innovation. And when they separated them, that okay, issue of Aqidah, you know the Aqidah they are talking about? They are talking about their wrong Aqidah. That this is what, these are the issue, the serious issue. I mean those who are saying that what? Those who are saying you give intellect priority over what? Over text when it comes to Aqidah issue. Those who are saying they do not believe in what? They do not believe in the Adab al-Qabri and so on and so forth, the Mu'tazila and the likes. There are people who watch who originated this issue of what? Issue of Aqidah is the main issue. And there are those who have gone wrong in this issue that what they have. So if people are to treat them based on what they have what put down, then people will make the fear of them stretch away. So they treat with seriousness the issue of Aqidah. They give priority to the issue of Aqidah to watch over the issue of Fiqh. And when you now look at this issue of Aqidah you are talking about, there are those who have gone wrong in this issue. But the most important thing is that what you don't differentiate. Somebody makes a mistake in the issue of Aqidah, doesn't mean that the person should be condemned completely. That is, we say what is kafir is this. Somebody makes mistakes in or does something wrong in issue of fiqh, doesn't mean what we should watch. We should now trivialize it. The most important thing is that what any mistake made in issue of Aqidah should be corrected and looked into, regardless of the one who falls into that mistake. Whether the person is great al-Sunnah that falls in that mistake, we have to look at the issue. And if you know him to be somebody who is defending the Sunnah, we don't destroy him. But the mistake will not be caught. Accepted. And if it is an issue of fiqh, the one who makes mistake, yes, should not be watched, should not be overlooked like that, and to realize the matter that this is issue of fiqh. No. So, and that's why scholars will say, instead of saying what usul and furur, they say what al-masail al-kibar wal-masail al-sighar. That is, issues that are watched, that are great, and issues that are minor. Issues that are great may be in Aqidah or what? In Fiqh. Issues that are minor may be in what? In Aqidah or minor. And how do you know the greatness or being minor of an issue? Is concerning the texts that are available on that particular thing. At times text may be mutawatir. Text from many verses of the Quran, text from what? From a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or it will be something of ijma', something that the Salafus Salih, that they agree upon. So somebody trying to bring about another opinion contrary to what the Salafus Salih are upon. So this would mean that the person is trying to enter into mas'ala that is what? Kabira. And that's why the verse from Yushakikir Rasul, whoever contradicts the messenger of Allah, min ba'di ma tabayyana lahu al-huda, after the guidance has become what? Clear. How will the guidance be clear? Because of what? The availability of the text there. Because of the consensus of the scholars, of the scholars solely on it. وَيَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He not follows other than what? The path of the believer. Look at that. تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. Guidance is clear. يَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He follows other than the path of the believer. He says something contrary to what the believers are upon. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. What he has chosen for himself, we abandon him without him. وَنُسْلِي جَهَنَّمْ. And we make him enter Jahannam wa sa'at masira. And that is an evil abuse. So what you are trying to say in essence is that what? The trial of the grave, you have to believe in it. Then after the trial, if one passes, then there will be what? Enjoyment of the grave. And if one fails, there will be punishment of the grave. So the one who is punished in the grave may not be what? May not be punished in what? After the Qiyamatul Kubra. It depends on what? The gravity and enormity of his evil deeds. But somebody is not punished in the grave, definitely the person is not going to be punished. Huh? In what? Al Qiyamatul Al Kubra. No one is not punished in the grave will not be punished in Al-Qiyamatu Al-Kubra. But the one who is punished in the grave may be punished in Al-Qiyamatu Al-Kubra and may not be punished. It depends on the enormity of his evil deeds. So this should be established and should be known as an aqidah that should be taught to our children. And the one who goes against this, the way the Mu'tazila have gone against it, this is what? The person is a kafir. Don't forget, we should differentiate between what? Saying this is kufru, and whoever does so and so is a kafir, and you, so and so, you are a kafir. Obviously, clear. This is kufru. Saying one does not believe in the punishment of the grave, in the enjoyment of the grave, and the questioning of the grave, this is what? Is kufru. Why? Because you have verses and ahadith mutawatira establishing this. Then from this we can say anybody who does not believe in the questioning in the grave and the enjoyment and the punishment of the grave, such a person is a kafir. But now when you are now confronted with somebody who does not believe in that, are you going to say you are a kafir, or there will be what? There will be what? Iqamatul Ujjah. You have to establish evidence on that person who calls himself a Muslim and says he doesn't believe in what? In the punishment of the grave, doesn't believe in the enjoyment of the grave, he doesn't believe in questioning of the grave. You bring the evidences available. If he now insists that I don't believe in this, then one can say what? Anta kafir. How this is clear. So, and that's why Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are people who are very lenient with people. They don't horribly pronounce a particular person kafir until what evidence is established on that person. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبُعَثَ رَسُولًا. Allah says, we are not going to punish you until what? We have sent a messenger. Just as Allah also says, what? لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. This Quran is revealed to me لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ. So that what I can admonish you and warn you from the point of view of Allah. وَمَنْ بَلَغَ. And whoever gets the message. So the one who has not gotten the message, Iqamatul Hujjah has not been done. When we say Iqamatul Hujjah, it must be something that the person understands. The one who does not understand Arabic and says what? He doesn't believe in the punishment of the grave. He doesn't believe in the questioning of the grave. You now go and read what? The hadith of the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah said what? Innakum tuftanuna fi kuburikum. You are going to, you didn't interpret it. You just read to the person. The Messenger of Allah said, Innakum tuftanuna fi kuburikum. And what? You start going. Have you established evidence on the person? The person doesn't understand Arabic. No, you have to translate that thing. So into that what? There will be iqamatu al-hujjah. Likewise, you recite verse of the Quran. That Allah said what? Al-haqqah. Allah said what? Al-qari'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. You read verse is talking about yawm al-qiyamah. You read a lot of verses. Recently, a woman was trying to attack people who are upon the sunnah. He said, no, these people are not. She was she is a Sufi person. And I said, I asked her, that what is your own position on the one who says there's nothing like what? Resurrection. There's nothing like resurrection. He said, ah, that is nonsense. That is kufr. I said, okay, this, I had a prominent sheikh in this country of ours, in this Lagos, say that. She said, nonsense. The person is saying what? Nonsense. I said, okay, it is your sheikh that said it. It's your sheikh that said it. Now the next thing is to start what? Defending. What type of defense? And I said, concerning to who don't read. So, what I'm trying to say is that this woman, she believes in what? In resurrection, based on what she was told. Not because what? She read it in the Quran. So, for her to change that position, because saying potato don't read again, that is what? That is kufru shak. She has fallen what? In kufru of doubt. Because when you say, okay, let us be praying, because we can't really tell if we get here and it is true, then we get the mercy of Allah. And if it is not true, you have not lost anything. That position is what itself is what? Kufru. Because when you talk about iman, it's something that has to do with what? Firm belief. Whether you can read it in the Quran or you cannot read it. Whether you are told or not, when you are taken to something, it must be firm belief. That is what at-tasdiq al-jazim. But when you now have doubt, not sure whether it will be like that or not, then that is what? That is kufr. And that's why when the people of those two men that have gardens, one of them said, what? وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. And I don't think that there's going to be what? There's going to be restoration. That the hour is going to come to pass. I don't think so. وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. Even less, say, okay, it's going to happen. If I'm taken back to my lodge, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرَ مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I'm going to get something better than this garden that I have now. The first thing is what? مَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. The other man, what did he tell him? He said, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. He said, أَكَفَرْتَ. Do you disbelieve? So this is what kufru shak. مَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. So now anything you want to know of iman, you should be firm on it. Whether you can read it from the Quran or not. You should watch. You should be firm. If you are firm on what you have as belief, then you are what? You are upon goodness. But when one is in doubt, as some people try to watch when they are debating with the infidels, when the infidels say, "Well, we don't believe in the hereafter," you say, "Okay, why not do what you're asked to do?" Then if you, on the day of Qiyamah, if it is true, then you have not lost anything. If it is not true, you have not lost anything. If it is true, you get the reward that is said to be in the book. No. It should be firm. Now, there is something that is important here, that at times, there will be whispering of shaitan coming to you in your mind. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَأْتِي أَحَدَكُمْ Shaitan will come to one of you, and he will ask, فَيَقُولُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَكَذَا وَكَذَا Who created so and so? مَنْ خَلَقْ وَكَذَا وَكَذَا Who created so and so? حَتَّى يَقُولُ This will continue like that until what? He will say, مَنْ خَلَقْ رَبَّكَ Who created your Lord? Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَإِذَا بَلَغَ إِلَىٰ هَذَا If this whispering gets to this, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ لِيَنْتَهِي أَوْ فَلْيَنْتَهِي He should seek refuge with Allah and go away from what? And go away from this thinking. You know, Abu Radiallahu Anhu said that people went to the Messenger of Allah and said, Ya Rasulullah, that inna lanajid fi anfusina ma yata'adhamu ahaduna yatakallama bi. We will find in our mind something that we consider it a big sin to say it out. That is whispering of shaitan. The Messenger of Allah said, what? Zaka sarihul iman. He said, that is what? That is iman manifest. As long as what you see it as a sin to say it out, alhamdulillah, it shows that what? Your iman is still there. But when you say it out, or you now give it a way to have a way in your mind, like that, that means what? You have entered into kufru shak. So we should understand this, that doubt concerning resurrection is what is kufru. Doubt in resurrection is kufru. But one who says, I don't believe in resurrection, before we say you are a kafir, there must be what? Iqamatul Hujjah. And what is Iqamatul Hujjah? That is reading the available evidences on this to such a person. So if truly the person is a Muslim, you believe in what? It is in the Quran. As Allah said what? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitab alladhi nazzala ala rasulihi. Oh, you believe? He said, believe in Allah and His Messenger, and the book that has been what? Revealed on His Messenger. وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ And the book revealed before. Said, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا So you say you are a Muslim, and we have in the Quran many verses talking about resurrection. You say you do not believe in what? Resurrection. Which means what? You do not believe in what? Al-Quran. And who does not believe in the Quran does not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who does not believe in Muhammad does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should understand this is very, very important. There are a lot of people who fall in errors like this. I've said it. Yeah. Somebody told me, a woman said she believes in Allah, but she does not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? She said that Muhammad is just like one of the philosophers that, if he says something, one can watch, accept it, and if you like, you can watch, reject it. But she said what? She believes in Allah, but she does not believe in Muhammad as somebody to be followed blindly. She believes in him as somebody who is what? Like a philosopher, like the great men, that at times you take from them, at times what? What is this? This is kufr. إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون فلا وربك لا يؤمنون. Allah said, I swear by Allah, they are not believers. حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم. Until they allow you to judge in anything that transpires between them. ثم لا يجد في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت. And whatever judgment you pass, they will not have anything against it. ويسلموا تسليما. Now compare this verse and the statement of that woman. And that's why there is a lot of fast, a lot of watch passed before those who are du'at in Allah, how to correct the mistakes of people and to guide them to the right path. There are a lot of people who are Muslims, but they are ignorant of the laws of the Quran, they are ignorant of the right aqidah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us aright. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm. The author says, وَتَدْنُ مِنُمُ الشَّمْسُ وَيُلْجِمُهُمُ الْعَرَقُ. And the sun will be brought close to them. Today the scientists have said the sun is about 150 million miles away from us. In that hadith, the sun will be brought close to us. Brought closer to us that it will be watched more than a mile. The reporter, the Sahabi who reported that, said, the Messenger of Allah mentioned mil, and mil can mean what? Mile. This is where they got the word mile. So mil can also mean what they call mukhuda. This is what they use for the kuhl, applying what they use in applying the kuhl, the tiro that people put, that thing. So that the sun will be close to people, the way this thing is what? It's close. So which one? The Sahabi said, I don't know the one that Messenger of Allah really meant. Messenger of Allah now said that some people, they will be sweating to the extent that the sweat dropping of them will go down about 70 cubits or so. As if what rain is falling. You know, when rain is falling and the ground is what? It's taking the water. The water is finding its way to the ground. So the sweating of some people will be like that. He said, the people, they will be treated differently to the extent that some people, their sweat, what will cover them up to their watch, up to their ankles, some up to their knees, some up to their waist, some up to their neck, some up to their watch, up to their mouth, like lijam. It will be like the rope that they use in watching, pulling the horse or the camel. Then to the ear of some people. Don't forget, the sun today is something that what is very scorching, and if so, if something very close to it may burn that thing. But on that day, Allah said, "What yamatu badalul ardu, ghayr al ardi, what samawat." So everything will be changed. The sun itself will be what will be made something. No, we don't need scientists to tell us that. No, it is not possible. Because if the sun is very close to you, this is no. The scientist is calculating what we operate in this world. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah said, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَوَاتِ. So everything will change. Allah that has given the sun the power to be scorching, the power to burn something to ashes, Allah will be the one to take that in, and somebody, the sun will be brought closer to somebody to the extent that the person will not be burnt, but the person will be sweating profusely. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did in the case of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We know fire, when it touches, it burns. And Allah said, what kunna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So these are things that we ought to believe as believers, that the sun will be watched, move closer, will be brought near the people, to the extent that people will be sweating profusely, and there will be called for intercession. There will be called for intercession. And nobody will be able to intercede on behalf of those who are on the plain except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People will go to Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasallam that we are in serious problems, we are in trouble, we are in punishment. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide our matter. You are the father of the children of Adam. You are our father. And Prophet Adam will say, I'm not competent, qualified to intercede on your behalf. Go and meet Noor. And people will go to Prophet Noor. The same thing he will say. Go and meet Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim will also say the same. Go and meet Prophet Musa. Musa will also refer them to Prophet Isa. Then Isa will refer them to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ana laha, I will do that, I will do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him this intercession. The Messenger of Allah said that he will ask Allah some things on that day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, will teach him some things that he will use to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not taught him now. It is on that day that Allah will teach him that, and he will use that thing to praise Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say what? Allah will ask him to what? He will say what? Irfa, raise your head. And you say what? Wasal tu'ta, ask you shall be given. The Messenger of Allah will see the intercession. To intercede that Allah should judge and judgment will start. So this is what the Shaykh will be taking gradually, talking about the Mizan and things. He will not arrange them accordingly. But all things that we have evidence is for concerning the day of Qiyamah is something that the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala brought a lot of them. Just we can watch, know this as Aqidah. So when we talk about belief in the year after, we talk about what? The articles of faith, as people call it. You say what? Believe in what? In the year after. Part of the belief in the year after is what? All these that you are mentioning. The one does not believe in them, such a person is a kafir. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَةِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. نعم. That the Shia. نعم. نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. نعم بحديث ذات فإنهم لم يزالوا مرتدين على أعقابهم منذ فارقتهم. They have not ceased to apostatize from their deen after you what? After you left them. That this hadith can be used by the Shia to say what? To that the hadith is referring to the Sahaba. Now, this hadith that the Shia want to use, or they may want to use to refer to the Kufa. Who reported the hadith? To them, the Sahaba, they are what? They are Kufar. So why do you want to take the statement of the Kufar to what as evidence against them? So, and that's why their statement is not correct. Now, during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some people, they apostatized. During time, after the time of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some people apostatized. And we have the Hurubu Ridda, the wars of apostasy, fought by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Those that he was fighting against, a lot of them, they embraced Islam during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after his death, they apostatized. So ordinarily, those people could have been called what? The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they had died on what? On the Iman. But because they did not die on the Iman, they apostatized. They were not companions. So for somebody to be a companion, the person must watch, must have believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He must have met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he must have died upon that. The one who does not die upon it, or somebody who has not met the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or somebody who has not believed in him, can never be said to be a companion. So being a companion, these qualities or these attributes must be fulfilled. So those who believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and apostatized after his death, they were those that this hadith will be referring to. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَزَالُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ مُنْذُ فَارَقْتَهُمْ. These people, you want to think, or you think that they are your companions. No, they are not your companions. They apostatized afterwards, after you left them. Another report, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ. Another report, فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ بَدَّلُوا بَعْدَكَ. You will not know what they introduced after your death. So this will be what we'll be talking. We'll be talking about what the Khawarij. The Khawarij. We all know the case of Dhul-Khuwaytira at-Tamimi, who challenged the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said to him, "Hadhi qismatun ma urida biha wajhullah." This distribution or this sharing of the zakah of a thing is something that the face of Allah is not intended by that. Said this to the Messenger of Allah. What did he say? The Messenger of Allah said, يَخُرْجُ مِنْ دِيدِ هَذَا, that is, from the children and people of this man, there will be what? قَوْمٌ يَحْكِرُ عَدُكُمْ صَلَاتَهُ مَا صَلَاتِهِمْ وَصِيَامُ مَا صِيَامِهِمْ. People that you will be belittling your salah when you consider their own salah. You will be belittling your fasting when you consider what? Their own fasting. يَقْرَوْنَ الْقُرْآنَ, they will be reading the Qur'an. لَا يُجَاوِزْ تَرَاقِيَهُمْ. The Qur'an they are reading does not go beyond their truth. No comprehension. يَمُرْقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمُرْقُوا أَتْسَهَمُ مِنَ رَوِيَّةً. So the Messenger of Allah said this. So it will be referring to the Zolama, the Al-Wulatu Zolama, the tyrannical leaders. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَا مِنْ وَالٍ يلي رعية للمسلم فيموت يوم يموت هو غش النوم إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة. There is no ruler that will be in charge of the affairs of the Muslim and in what he will maltreat them, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits al-jannah on such a person if he dies on that. So a lot of hadith. So this hadith, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَذَلُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ مُنْذُ فَارَقْتَهُمْ, is just what? A summary of a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they say what the Shia part of their foolishness is, they say the Khulafa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are what? They are murtadun. Look at that statement. The Khulafa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are what? Murtadun. Ali radiallahu anhu, is he among the Khulafa or not? Among the Khulafa. So according to, they wanted to defend Ali and his what? His family. And ignorantly, they included him among those who are apostates. So these people, their religion is something that is, wallahi la'adhim, the Christians, as far as their religion is, they are better than the Shia. The Shia, they do not understand anything of their religion. Anything of their religion. If you read their books, contradiction. It's just like one of their mufassirun trying to interpret, وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. Said al-kafir, there is referring to Ali. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. He said al-kafir is what? Ali. What type of nonsense? And this is what will be in their book. Somebody was debating with a Shi'i. He now said, but okay, this is what your great Imam has said in his book. And he said, no. And when it was shown to him, because the man will bring what? Their book. Not photocopy, not original copy. Will bring, yeah, this is it. So it became what? The foundation. And that's why their religion is what? It's stupidity and foolishness. So they cannot, there is nothing that they can use as evidence against the believers. Anything that is authentic. In the book of Ahlus Sunnah, they can use it against them. Except in that text, you will see what you used to show their foolishness. Wallahu a'lam. on it? نعم الحمد لله صلاة والسلام على رسول الله 50,000 days 1,000 days في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة and إن ألف سنة إن يوما إن ربك ألف سنة ما تعد This tells us that what Allah considers as a day, is not like ours. At times it may be what? It may be the number, it may be about 50,000 according to our own day, our own country. It may be what? 1,000 according to our own. So it's a period of time. A period of time that Allah wants to do something. So this will be called what? Yawmun. Will be called what? Yawmun. So when we now want to convert this Yawmun to our own day, it will be equivalent to what? 1,000 years. It will be equivalent to what? 50,000 years. It depends. So it's just a period. A period. So you know when you talk about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, and the days were created. Correct? The days were created. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is operating above what? Our own day. So we cannot say exactly that the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be what exactly our own day. So it depends. It's just a period. So this period may be what equivalent to our own day. It may be what? It may be more than that. And that's when Allah said what? He created the heavens and the earth. This day. Scholar they said, which day? Is it our own day or the other day? So scholar they disagree on this. Some said, but wallahu alam, the more correct is that what is referring to our own day. But it's a period. Wallahu alam. Now, generally speaking, the verse from Akunna Mu'adhibin Hatta Nabu'atha Rasulan is a general verse. Any person that does not get the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that doesn't get the message, such a person have what? Excuse. So on the day of Qiyamah, such a person will be treated in a different way. Will be treated in a different way on the day of Qiyamah. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala gives a similitude of somebody who embraced Islam, for instance, and the person embraced Islam, the wrong Islam, not the Islam as preached by the Messenger of Allah. He embraced the wrong Islam. What is going to be his fate? Is he a Muslim or not? He's a Muslim. But he has embraced what? The wrong Islam. Maybe embrace Islam of the Ahmadiyya, or Islam of the Shia, or Islam of the Ghulatu Sufiya, or the Islam of the Ash'ira, the Mu'tazila. He embraced Islam. He said what? Oh, this is a good religion. And what? He embraced the religion. Living what? Living idol worshipping. But the Islam that he has embraced again, maybe they are also venerating the saints there, the Shaykh there. They will be offering, they will be calling on the Shaykh. He's following a Muslim. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, such a person is at rest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when he gets the message, he has gotten the message wrongly. So which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to what? Treat his own case in a different way. Just like somebody who sees the messenger in dream, but what he sees is what? Is the wrong picture of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the one who sees the picture of the messenger of Allah in dream, but what appears to him to be the messenger of Allah is not messenger of Allah in truth. Don't forget messenger of Allah said, "Find the shaitan yatamassalu bi." That is the true picture of the messenger of Allah. If you see it in dream, it is a true picture you see. Shaitan can never put on the true picture of the messenger of Allah and appear to people. But Shaitan may come in different pictures, presenting himself to people as what? Messenger of Allah. So the one who sees that picture in dream, the wrong picture, thinking what he has seen, messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is just like the one who sees the message of the messenger of Allah in a wrong picture, thinking that is what? The message of the messenger of Allah. So this picture of this picture given by the Shaykh Rahmahullah is a very good picture. Now, we ask, Mandela, is evidence established on him or not? Was evidence established on Mandela or not? Now let's go back to the verse. لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغَ. So now, the issue is what? Did the message get to Mandela or not? If the message got to Mandela, then fala kalam. But if you can prove that the message did not get to Mandela, then this is a different thing. So if the message did not get to Mandela, then it appears with Allah. But he dies as what? A kafir. Because he never what? Embraced Islam. Who will not be distorted Islam? He never what? He never took to what? The distorted Islam. You can't treat Mandela the way you treat somebody who is an Ahmadi, for instance, now. You know, the Ahmadi said what? He embraced Islam. But he embraced what? Distorted Islam. But Mandela, did he embrace Islam? So he was on what? On Kufr. So until you can bring evidence that what? He embraced Islam. But in this case now, if the true message, the message of Islam has not gotten to him, if one can prove that, then we say he died as a kafir, but is he going to dwell in air fire forever? He says, appearance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this is clear? Somebody who is a Muslim, that's the principle. Whether distorted Islam, is a Muslim. Distorted Islam, he dies. The person is treated as what? Muslim. But the only thing is that what? If truly he has seen the truth, the dream message, but he insists that he's not going to take to the true Islam, then is what? Is a kafir. How that is clear. But if there is no evidence that he sees the truth, he dies like that, we treat him like that. Unless we have evidence that what? The person sees the truth and it does not take to the truth. Somebody with a kafir, we treat him as a kafir. And every kafir is going to dwell in hellfire forever. But if you can prove that the person does not get the message, then in that case, his case rests with Allah. But what we see in this world is what we treat him with. So the case is simple. So somebody trying to watch to say Mandela, because of the good deeds that he has done. That is not a yastik. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ أَبَانْ مَنْثُورًا وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَلُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعًا يَعْصَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. So many verses. So don't judge by what the good deeds that the person has done. He has gotten what the reward of the good deeds. People have watched, cried his name, they have praised him, they've said a lot. So that is the reward. The Messenger of Allah said this. Now, did he do it for Allah? Since he didn't do it for Allah, then you cannot be expecting him to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu for good deed that he has not done for Allah. Now, but we are not going to say that Mandela would dwell in air fire forever. Why? Because we don't know whether at the point of death maybe you embrace Islam. We don't know. But we treat him with what we know before, which is what? Kofru. So we say what? Mandela died a kafir. Now on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that before his death he embraced Islam, then that is between him and Allah. But we operate with what we see. So you don't say what Mandela is what because of his good deeds you want to admit him to Al-Jannah. People shouldn't do that. And you should not because of what he's a kafir to say what? To be bold enough to say no, Mandela is going to dwell in air fire forever. Because you don't know what transpired that is at the end of his life. You were not there. So it's only somebody who was there that can say he died upon what? Kufr. But you rely on what you know before and you say you know this man to be a kafir. But as for you to say what? He would dwell in air fire. Leave that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as you can say every Muslim is going to Al-Jannah. You can say that. But Mr. A, who is a Muslim, is going to Al-Jannah. You need a text to say Mr. A, who is a Muslim, is going to Al-Jannah. You need a text for that. Because you are judging based on what you know. That you are seeing as what? As a Muslim. But you don't know. Maybe towards the end of his life, he apostatized. You don't know. So that's why we should leave that aspect of what? Dwelling in air fire forever. As far as a particular person is concerned, we should leave that to Allah. Unless if you have clear text, Abu Lahab is going to hell. Fir'aun will be in hell fire forever. Because we have clear text for that. Abu Bakr will be in Al-Jannah. Muhammad al- No, inshallah. If you say inshallah, this is what? Tahqiqun. You are just confirming it the more. No, Messenger of Allah said what? Abu Bakr fil Jannah. Ali fil Jannah. Uthman fil Jannah. He mentioned 10 people fil Jannah. That's what I'm telling you. Fela is what? Was a kafir. So we need where in Fire and we'll all a kafir. We live where in air fire forever, leave that. But you can say what? All the kuffar are going to hell. But when it comes to a particular kafir, you have a text to say this particular kafir is going to hell. The way you have the text for Abu Lahab, you have the text for Fir'aun, then all Muslims are going to Al-Jannah. But to say this particular Muslim, you are going to Al-Jannah, you have what? You need the text for that. The reason is that you don't know what become of that person before his death. Wallahu a'lam. Well, you are not the only one that they relate with in the society. In fact, in this, somebody who is, when you say somebody is naive or somebody is not civilized, but it's not civilized to the extent that what he have all the media, whatever, in his house, he can listen to CNN, he can listen to, and you say what, it's not exposed. So all this technology of a thing now, there are evidences against us. Yeah, evidence is against us. These things are supposed to assist us to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a lot of you do not pay attention to what? To recognizing Allah. They pay attention to what? Enjoying oneself. يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ. They were just eating, drinking, enjoying all this just the way the beasts enjoy. So you can't say because you do not preach Islam to them that they have no what? Opportunity to know about Islam from other people. They have television set in their houses. They have, DSTV. They have a lot of things that will make them know Islam. But if truly the evidence does not come to them, then wallahu a'lam. But there are possibilities of what the evidence being established on them because of all these things, wallahu a'lam. Okay. Did Fir'aun embrace Islam? What did Allah say when he said that? Did Allah accept his Islam? Now, I understand what you are trying to say, but the issue should be looked from the text available. When the Messenger of Allah said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, why? Why saying Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Abu Bakr is going to Al-Jannah, Umar is going to Al-Jannah, Uthman is going to Al-Jannah, when we already know that every believer is what? Going to Al-Jannah. When Aisha radiallahu anha said what? Rasul min asafir al-Jannah lam ya'mal su'a. Huh? That is one of the sparrows, so to say, of Al-Jannah. When that small baby died, and Aisha said what? One of the sparrows of Al-Jannah. Lam ya'mal su'a. He did not do any evil. The Messenger of Allah said, no, Aisha, don't say that. Allah created Al-Jannah, and he created those who enter it, while some of them are seeing the loins of their father. He created hellfire, and he created those who enter hell, while some of them are still watching, and some of them are seeing the loins of their father. You get it now? So if the Messenger of Allah did discourage Aisha from saying somebody is going to Al-Jannah, then I hope you understand now. So that is the evidence that you cannot say a particular person is going to Al-Jannah. And you can't say a particular person is going to hell. Just like the man who saw somebody who was being who was being evil deeds, and he said, "Watch, Allah will punish you." You know the story. Two friends. One was engaging in good deeds. The other was engaging in what? In evil deeds. And the one who engaging in good deeds said, "Watch, Allah will punish you. لَنْ يَكْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Allah will not forgive you." Yes, can't we say because he's doing evil deeds now. So since he's doing evil deeds, he should judge by what? لَنْ يَكْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Messenger of Allah said, Allah said, who is the one saying, I will not forgive somebody? لَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ وَحْبَطُ عَمَلَكَ. So when you say, I will not forgive, I've forgiven him, then your own good deeds that what make you feel you have done something is what? Destroyed. So you shouldn't say somebody will dwell in air fire. Huh? You can say all kafir will dwell in air fire. All Muslim will dwell in Al-Jannah. But for you to say a particular person will dwell in, you don't know what to become of that person. So let us leave the issue. The evil of fire should be separated from the evil of what? Of kufru and what? Somebody being a kafir and somebody being a Muslim. We should separate the two. But generally that every kafir is going to hell. Every Muslim is what? But for the fact that you do not know what is the end of that particular person. Because it has to do with what? Ilmul ghayb. Now we can say, Messenger of Allah said, what? Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard. You are what? The witnesses of Allah on earth. When they were carrying somebody to the graveyard and people were saying good things about him, and they were also carrying another person to the graveyard and people were saying what? Evil things about him. Messenger of Allah said in the first one, wajabat. In the second one, wajabat. And Umar asked him, what is wajabat, wajabat? He said, concerning this, what the people have said, and he said, what antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard. But this hadith should also be understood in the context of what, or in line with another hadith, that when somebody was passing, and Messenger of Allah said, what can you say about this? People said, this one, if it proposes to somebody's daughter, they will give him, people who do this, they will respect him, they will do this, he's a big man, he's katika wala was silent. Now another person passage, ma taquluna fi hadha, what do you say about this? He said, ah, this one, if he proposed to somebody, somebody said, daughter, nobody will marry. This one is a riffraff, is this. Messenger of Allah said, what? هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ مِلِي الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَ هَذَا. This one is better than what? The first one, filled of what? Of the earth. That is, if the earth is filled with the type or the kind of the first person, this one, this poor man that you say nobody will marry his daughter to, is better than this. Nam shahada, the same shahada. They gave shahada, but the shahada, Messenger of Allah did not watch. Accept the shahada. So we should understand this. It's not in all cases that when you give shahada, the shahada of the people will be in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Not in all cases. So let us leave it like that. Wallahu a'lam. Huh? Hey, no, that is what people have said. At times we say something the way we see it. But that doesn't mean that because we are 20 parties that you have said it, and we have about one person or two person who has a contrary opinion. That doesn't mean that what the 20 who have said it, they are what? Upon the truth. That is what I mean by what the Shahada is not accepted in this situation. Because what they have said is not correct. And there are many that have said it. Maybe one person, nobody has said that this one is what? Better among them. They all said the same thing. But what they have said is contrary to what is in the book of Allah. Now that hadith, scholars, they have a comment on it. Those who authenticated the hadith may want to take the position that he has said. But this can also be interpreted as when you pass by the grave of somebody that you know the person is what? Is a kafir. That dies upon what? Kufru. You know the end of that person. I hope it is clear. Or it's not clear? Huh? So if you are sure that this person died upon what? Kufru. You were there when he died. So then you can say what? You can apply that hadith. Idha maratta al-qabri kafir fabashir bin nar. You can apply that. But the hadith, as I've said, there is a kalam on it. For love. Okay. The same thing. That is, it has to do with what? It has to do with the case of those who are buried here. Uh-huh. It has to do with whether you are sure that they are all kuffar. Now, as I said, the issue of tafsir bin nar, that somebody is going to, you are going to hell, we should avoid it. We are not going to benefit anything from it. It's just like somebody says, Allahumma damir amrika, Allahumma damir betonia. Some people feel that what they are doing supplication that is good. Oh Allah, destroy America. Oh Allah, destroy. Who will know Allah destroy Israel? Israel as a state. It's not okay. Because there are Muslims here. Not everybody living in what? In the state called Israel today are what? Are Jews. So when you say Allahumma damir America, Allahumma damir Britannia, this is the supplication of somebody who has not studied the situation very well. There are Muslims in America, there are Muslims what in Britannia, in Britain. Thank you. Now, Jazakallah khairan. Now, for the case of that of the cat, it was the one who that a woman entered hell because of what? The cat. La ya at'amat aw la ya tarakat ya ta'kul min khashash al ard. She did not feed the cat nor allowed the cat to eat. Now, that of the dog has to do with Al Jannah. The woman was admitted into Al Jannah because a prostitute. Because of now, as I've said, the issue of being into Al Jannah or being leave it. We should deal with what? Whoever does so and so is a kafir. Whoever does so and so is sinful. But because you are doing so and so and you are sinful, so you are going to hell. This will be what? Ata'alli al-Allah. As if you are what? Guarantee you are claiming that you have knowledge of the unseen. So this is what's like. One has the knowledge of the unseen. So because when you say you are going to hell, the person is not dead yet. Do you know whether he is going to do something good? And with this, Allah will admit him to Al-Jannah. You don't know. Because you are upon piety now, you know what will become of you. So leave that issue of you are going to hell. Unless you can guarantee that when the person is leaving this world, you are there. And what the person uttered till it is dead is what? Is kufr. Then you continue with what? With your qadiyah of what? Kullu kafir fil nari khalid mukhallad. Wallahu a'lam. Now that's what I've said. That is the kufru. Now? Now. Alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam. So if there are no men, sorry, women to take care of her, it is only men that are around. So what the scholars will say is that such a woman, tayammum. So you do tayammum for her, and she will be dead like that. And no clear evidence. But what they say, some of the opinion that maybe they will bath her, just pouring water on her clothes like that, the way the Messenger of Allah was washed. In the Messenger of Allah, they never remove his clothes. So some of these opinions, but a lot of scholars have the opinion that tayammum will be sufficient in a situation like that. So there is no clear hadith that is authentic from the Prophet on that. So Al-Imam Ibn Qudama in his book Al-Mughni brought this and some other books, wallah.
What's the religion from his brother and his sister after 15 days in the car? We were involved in that never sexual disappointment. It's all okay to be a different example. We can live more ahead in the car and what is the rule of unborn child?
Well, I don't understand the question. If not the English is clear. But what the question are, what does he mean by fornicar? To me, wallahu alam, most of the fixed dates that would say fixed date for nikah. If what you are referring to is the all, you want to the walima, let me use the word walima. That is the all. And the canopies and the shares that you take and the food, everybody you invite, you take this clothes. This is not, well, it's not a akdun nikah most of the time. This is what walimatun nikah. Because for you to have agreed to this level of renting a big hall with that huge amount of money, taking so and so clothes, providing food and this, there have been several meetings. So, and there must have been a meeting where both families will ask, what have you come to do? People will say, oh, the Dokun La Ila Fea, so Agba Ash. After this, you'll be watched. Now agreeing on what? Renting a hall. So, so we are going to be responsible for this, we'll supply this. Wallahi, Abdu has taken place before now. Don't let people confuse us. Some people are out there in order to promote their society. They will not be playing some funny games on that day. Baba Kwejade, Ababaya Kwejade, Sheyonda, Abeyonda. Wallahi, that question needs only one answer. And that is what? Ayonda. If the sister's father says, Ayonda, S rule. Because that question doesn't make sense. After you have agreed, your family, you have carried them along. So everybody, they've rented this, they've bought this. So the question doesn't make sense. But those who are saying that, they have ulterior motives. They want to get money, extort money from the people there. They want to promote their society, their people of society. If they are ordinary affairs, they want to get money from this. So that type of sitting is sitting of what? Eating and drinking. It's not the sitting of what? So this is stealing by trick. But if the questioner, what he means is that before the brother comes to seek the hand of the sister in marriage from her father, maybe they've been moving around, they've been moving about, so it is along the line that what? They have sexual intercourse without the father having what approved this before. That without the father having said this, then that is zina. But if what the questioner is referring to is the first one that I've mentioned, there is nothing like zina in this case. But if it is second one, then there is zina. Now, let's assume it is the second one. That is, it is before the man approaches the father of the sister that he impregnated or he slept with the girl. So that is zina. And if he impregnated the girl, then the pregnancy is what? It's pregnancy of zina. And the ruling concerning that, I think we discussed it last week, that the child here will be ascribed to the mother without there is consensus on that. And the aqiqah to be done will be done by the mother and her relatives. Now, will the child be ascribed to the man? To say these scholars, they have disagreement on it. Majority of the scholars said no, based on the hadith that I quoted last week. Why Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala believes that the hadith is not authentic? So which means there is no evidence saying the side will not be ascribed to the man. So in that sense, to him, the case that he will not ascribe the child to the man who has impregnated the woman is only when the woman is under a legal husband. And that we have a clear hadith for. And which is what? Al-waladu lil-firash. But in a situation where the woman is not married and somebody impregnated her, the child will be ascribed to her and to that watch, to the man. Only that watch, both of them have committed zina. So the child can inherit her, can also inherit the man. The man can inherit the child. But the case of what? Zina is there. So if they are to be stoned to death, they will be stoned to death. All this is there. And if it's a flogging woman, the woman will be flogged. If it's flogging the man will be flogged. But the issue of inheritance is the case that Ibn Taymiyyah was addressing here. Will the man inherit the boy, and will the boy will inherit the man? Not the case of what? Zina. The case of zina is established. And not the punishment of zina. No, that is established. But inheritance. And part of his argument is that the people in Jahiliyyah, there were those who impregnated one another and the children were ascribed to them. And it was not that Messenger of Allah said that those people should not inherit their father, or their father should not inherit them. So, and that's why he said, Umar radiallahu anhu who ascribed the children of Zina of Jahiliyyah to their parents. So he argued extensively in his book. But majority of the scholars, they believe that the hadith is authentic, and this is what they pass their judgment on. So the gravity and seriousness of Zina is still here. They do not belittle that. None of them. Not Jumhur, nor even Taymiyyah. So what his discussion has only it has connection with the issue of inheritance or no, or that. But the issue is that my own position is, I used to take position of majority of even Taymiyyah for long, about 5 years ago. But going through the hadith with the various chains and looking at the evidences of majority of the scholars on it, inclined towards the view of majority of the scholar. However, I'm not harsh on the matter. Why? Because we have a serious situation in our society. When you put down 100 people today, hardly can you get 20% that are legally married. Can you get 20% in our society here? Most of the parents today, it's either they are impregnated or like that, and people will take it like that and become what, husband and wife like that. This is the situation that. So when we look at this, the position of majority of the scholar, and look at the practical implementation of that thing. Take for instance now a boy who is 30 years old. And he knows the story how his father got married to his mother. Maybe they were in school and the university, they played and resulted in what? In a pregnancy, which is himself. So you are telling the child now that what? He cannot not inherit that father. That father cannot inherit him. To me, the what you see that way is a very serious issue in our society. So may Allah assist us. So, and that's why I stick to my own position that what they cannot inherit one another. But that is not a practical issue. Those that we do not know will be silent on them. But for people not to fall into zina, you have to watch. You have to be strict on this issue. Because the issue is not the issue of inheritance only. The issue of zina is involved. So when there is zina, zina may lead to pregnancy, and it may not lead to what? Pregnancy. So we have to curb this. And this makes the position of majority of the scholars stronger. Because Ibn Taymiyyah was only looking at the angle of what? Inheritance, not the angle of what? The seriousness and the gravity of zina. He agreed with the majority of the scholars, they all agree on that. But the issue of is what? The issue of inheritance or no inheritance. So let us leave the issue like that as well.
No.
Don't speak on their behalf. Maybe 2% of them. And the 2%, they will be those that have been washed by either those afar or those societies. These parents that you are talking about, when a daughter, a girl, brings a man to her family today, they will be the one to encourage them, Sheti Funayelo Uni. Which parents are you talking about? Have you ever heard this before? Emma Lord Sheria Raina. Have you ever heard this before? Toba Doyun. Kaya se wa soro tori pe ame elomi ti o wa nle o kon si ti o n tete ro mo bi. So these parents you are talking about, the parents of today, they are less concerned whether their daughter is impregnated or not. Their target is that what this ayeye will do it. When you can assure a lot of them that ayeye yen o ni ye amase, they don't have problem. I've been in a gathering, a brother and a sister, both of them, they came to me, they said, okay, they wanted to do Akdu Nikah, that they wanted me to give talk there. So we went. The father of the sister was not around, but the younger brother, or the uncle of the sister was around, which was the younger brother of her father. So they cooked food, they prepared everything. So I was giving talk and I said, Akdu ti, Akdu Nikah ta fe se loni. So the man said, Apa, mo ri pe Akdu Nikah lo so nbe o. Se nikah, won ti so fun wa be se mo se niyan. Eni, lodo awon Yoruba, igira omo npe ni yigi. Lele Larubawa omo npe ni Nika, Lord, I want any introduction. Benjamin Shani. So I was shocked. And I said, when they come here, one long one fair, Toro, money, tons of penny. What do you mean if you want? Somebody Toro, 10 year old, Bafay Yonda, LA Yonda. It was simple. Before I finished that thing, the mother of the girl said, I Yonda. So to the extent that the uncle was disappointed. So after the Akdu went, I explained what was meant by Akdu and the confusion that people, the man said, Afa, Enwedu. Enwedu. So the issue is that don't threaten us with the issue of what you want to have a very much here. If they say, okay, Afa, Toromai, if you are not interested in releasing her, you are free to say that. But I know the man cannot say that. And what the man was doing, wanting his own plan or his own, it was because he was indoctrinated by some people. That someone said, "Kino wa beshe zinana ma soite kinyo," and these are people that. They want you cannot release your daughter except with their own permission. when a girl belongs to a society and that society wants to dominate their life, they can't cough except with the permission of the head of the society. What type of thing is this? People got married during the time of the Messenger of Allah in Medina, as small as Medina was then, as small as it was then, Messenger of Allah was not aware. Abdurrahman ibn Auf got married. Messenger of Allah did not know that he was married. Because he only got to know because of what? The sign of the yellowness that he saw in his garment. That what is it? He said, I got married. How about you do pay? He didn't say, you got married? I'm the head of Medina. You should have informed me before. So this type of a life that some of this society wants to, you can't be controlling my life. And if I want to get married, I get married to somebody that watch I love. And the person that loves me, it's not that he imposed somebody on me that so bad a fair, what lot to say in what type of thing is that? So when people like this, they know that you are moving in a way that is not in line with their society, they'll look for things that what they will use to implicate you before the parents of the so that what the parents who is too much interested in the big party say, and you should separate the two. Walima, no scholar has said it is one of the conditions of marriage. No scholar has said it is what? One of the conditions. I, as you can see, is that somebody says wajiba. There is compulsory. But the compulsoriness of it does not mean that what without it, there is no nikah. Majority of scholars have the opinion that what walima is mustahabba. This is what most scholars are upon. Now how can somebody not take walima to be what shart as a condition? But because of this, they misinform the parents. Today, I can't say, I'm not talking of the past. Today, most parents, they are less concerned about whether their daughter has what boyfriend or not. In fact, they will be the one to be encouraging, one of the things that go here, for some of them, don't tell anyone. Which is what? Against what our fathers in the Yoruba land were upon. So they will be the one to encourage you now. So the extent that what a child, a daughter will bring her boyfriend home and the mother will go out. Excuse them. Even the father will excuse them. So this thing that they understand the walima to be the muyonda, people try to sell it to them. And they have what different intention from those who sold it to them. Their own intention is to watch to make sure the party is held. The intention of those who sold it to them is to get money or to promote their own society and to make their society dominant on other people. Allahu Akbar. Now, Salat al-Tazbih scholars, they have a different opinion concerning the authenticity, but my own position is that it's authentic. There are a lot of scholars who have authenticated it, and the prominent among them is Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Now, I'm doing dua with other languages, whether kunut or no kunut. Is that permissible? Scholars, they have difference of opinion on this as well. The Hanafiya, they have a strict position on it that it's not permissible to do kunut or to do dua in your salah with other language apart from Lugha Arabiya, apart from the Arabic. But a lot of scholars of the Madhaib, some of them are of the opinion. In the Madhab, we have those who support and those who are against that. But what the Muhakkikun are upon, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, Al-Albani, and many other are upon it that it is permissible to do supplication in Salah with other than the Arabic language. And Qunut is part of Dua, Wallahu A'lam. Action. After this. Is it possible for somebody to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dream today? Yes, it's possible. But the person who is going to say he has seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this will be accepted from him, he must have read the book talking about the descriptions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya of Imam al-Tirmidhi. So if what he sees in dream is exactly what is in the book, then he has seen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then seeing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of what importance is it to our life? Some people saw him in the state of wakefulness and they disbelieved in him. Some people saw him in the state of wakefulness and they became munafiqun. So the one who sleeps and sees him in dream, some can either be a kafir or be a munafiq or be a Muslim. So, and if the person brings any message from the dream that does not agree with what you have in the book, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum. So we take what is in the book of Allah and the explanation that Messenger of Allah has left. We don't take what the person narrates from his dream, because now I'm speaking. As I'm speaking, you are in front of me. Some people may go and what? Misquote you. Huh? That is possible. So this person, if truly the picture he saw in dream is that of the Messenger of Allah, he may have what? He may have misquoted the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the message he's bringing contradicts what we have in the Quran and Sunnah, so there is what? Misquotation. Allah. Now the hadith, wallahu alam, is authentic, Sheikh Al-Albani authenticated it. But to avoid like this, you can watch. If you put the two, then there is no am. No. Now you said you felt he was coming. Where? So if you see the figure, ma'am, you have to confirm whether the figure you've seen is that of the Prophet or not. So, and you cannot confirm that except by going back to watch the text. Like somebody said, he saw Messenger of Allah in dream with white beards. So that's what is wrong. Because the beards of Messenger of Allah only little white. So when you saw the person in dream with white beards. So that is not Messenger of Allah. So it's not. So when he says, okay, you see somebody that is slim, oh, that is not Prophet. Prophet wasn't slim. Like that. So a lot of things can be knocked by going back to the book. Now, the person now says what he sees is, if it agrees with the description of the Messenger of Allah, now, what message do you have for us from your dream? If he says, the Messenger of Allah said what? He should stick to Salah. He should be observing Salah regularly. So this is in line with what we have in the book of Allah. Huh? We have what extra nawafil at what? At Salah Bukhairu Mudur. Messenger of Allah says Salah is what? The best thing one can do. For Mansha'a Fal, just text it. So whoever likes can watch. Do much. So if what he tells you is in agreement, or what you hear, don't let me say what he tells you. What you hear is in agreement with what is in the book. Alhamdulillah. There is no new news. That. So that will have to do with what? With the people accepting that God. Now,
my question is that there is one chief monitor, the chief man, you know that this man is a good man. I would like to use that man for him and very much, and not removing the truth and the speech he has done. And secondly, if someone is in you, my title is not good.
Now the munafiq, the shaheed that will be buried the way he died is shaheed al-ma'raka. The one who dies in the battlefield. Messenger of Allah said, what? There are a lot of shuhada. A woman who is laboring, and as a result of that dies, shahida. So the one who is born is a shahid. So the one who drowned is a shahid. So all these people, if their corpses are retrieved, they will be treated the way you treat the normal people. By bathing them if it is possible. So, Allahu Akbar. Okay, have you asked a question? Okay, okay. Okay, let me answer this first. Now, the Qibla, you look at if it is not 45 degree right, 45 degree left, that is what the Qibla. So anything beyond 45 degree right and 45 degree left, so that would what would be outside your Qibla. How would this clear? Huh? Let's say you make use of the compass you are talking about, and the compass says your Qibla in Lagos says 63 degrees. Huh? So 45 degrees after your 63 degrees, and what left and what right, so it's still within your Qibla. Yes, it's still within. So which means what? 90 degrees. You can't take more than 90 degrees. When you take more than 90 degrees, that is 45, 45, you have turned to another direction. But if it's within what, 45 degrees, 45 degrees, from the right Qibla, then it's still within. It's still within. Huh? Now, the evidence in the Messenger of Allah said, مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِكُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ Qibla. Between the west and the east, there is what? Qibla. So if you want to take it, you say what? You say 180. But you cannot take 180. It is not possible that what you be facing something 180 degrees. Huh? So highest you can get is what? 45, 45. I hope it is clear. But that thing will be facing you 180. But you will be facing that thing 45, 45. How could it clear? Yes, that's it. But even when you are explaining that of the people of Medina, Ma bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib qibla. Now this is mashriq now. This is where the sun rises. This is where the sun sets. So Messenger of Allah said, what is between the mashriq and the maghrib? This is the mashriq. This is what is between them, which is what? The south. This is the north. So means what? All this place is what? Their qibla. Now, let's assume now that for us here in Nigeria now, is ma bayna al-shimal wal-janub. What is between the north and the south? Which means all this place should be what? Qibla. Now, if we want to face all this place, can we face here as well? Is it possible for us to cover? How? To cover the 180. You know, 180 is between what? If you look at the Mashriq, the Shimal and the Janub now. Everything we have here is what? 180. Then 180 what? Will be at the back. 180 will be here. So it's not possible for you to face the whole 180. So what you can take is what? When they draw it this way, this will be what? 45, 45. So any attempt to bend again, so that you can cover the 180, you'll be taking another 45 here, 45. So and with that, you will not be facing what? The Kaaba anymore. And that's why they said what? The highest that you can take is for you to what? To bend 45 degrees. Anything more than 45 degrees left or right will be what? You'll be facing other than what? The Qibla. I hope it is fair. I want to face this thing now.
This is the Kaaba. This is the Kaaba. I want to face it. So, any attempt to do like this, I'm not facing it anymore. Or any attempt to do like this, I'm not facing it anymore. When it's like this, and see what? Or like this. So, what is good is going to face it like this. But if like, it is not possible, maybe a slight bending like this is still what? Okay. Unlike what? Like this. And this is what I want to do.
Now what they should do is that all of them should face the same side. The Imam should not make his own special. Now it is good for them to face the real Qibla, that is the accurate one. So it is only the situation when facing the accurate one is difficult. Allah has not made haraj on us in the religion. So we face the one that is what? Also obtainable, so to say. Yeah, the compass may not get it accurately, but it's very close to accurate. Yeah? That is the best thing you can use for now to get the Qibla. In the past, the pious with the season, some of them will use stars in determining the Kaaba. Some of them will use wings in determining. Some of them will use sun in determining it. Some of them will use moon in determining it. All these do not have evidences, but they are just using them as what? As a kind of rough guide to get the Qibla. So with the advent of the compass, it is more accurate than all this sun and the likes. So and that's why most scholars, they are of the opinion that one can make use of the compass. So the only reason why they say it may not be accurate is because of any metallic object around may affect it, but not to the extent of now changing it completely. So, wallahu alam. Huh? Okay, the second one. It's prepared, it's good, but it's not compulsory.
So can we achieve the best of this success if after you get a get from food items
The question is not clear.
So can we achieve the best of this success if after you get completely get from food items?
Why did they claim that he kept stolen items? He kept some items with them. How did they know he stole it? If it is clear that that thing is not his property, that is clear. But if they feel this must have been stolen property, then there is no evidence for that. They do not have evidence, so this will be what? Accusation. Allahu Alam. We should give it out as sadaqah, but not with the intention of having rewards, but just trying to do away with something that is haram, that is placed on in our works. Inshallah, we'll stop here. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.